Amid the grim milestone of more than 200,000 COVID-19 deaths here in the U.S., there is more confusion and skepticism about the guidance from our health institutions. Yesterday, the CDC took down a statement on their website that said that the coronavirus was transmitted through aerosol particles, which experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci say is true. Here is Fauci speaking with CNN's Sanjay Gupta this morning.
And we don't know the extent to which the aerosol component is contributing to transmission. You can make a reasonable assumption, Sanjay, that some aspect of transmission can be and is by aerosol.
So if experts say it's true, are political pressures propelling the continuation of conflicting information from federal agencies? Let's get some perspective from Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We've received a slew of mixed messages from public health institutions about this virus and how it's spread. What's your greatest concern?
Well, my greatest concern is that there have been efforts to sort of downplay the risks. And my view is that these efforts are really being advanced by political leaders and not necessarily technical experts. Clearly, this virus is still very much with us, and we must remain cautious about how we expose ourselves and still take action to protect ourselves. And I want people to understand that message loudly and clearly, despite maybe what they've heard from some political leaders.
And a few things that muddle this message. The CDC, for instance, claims that the statement they retracted yesterday about the virus being transmitted through aerosols was a draft version of proposed changes that was posted to the website by mistake. And the CDC later said that the language will be updated when they completed the changes. But scientists have long said that this is a fact, the way the virus is commonly spread. This feels confusing as to why the CDC has waited so long to say this and is now holding off on making it official on their site.
Yes, I mean, this is an unfortunate situation. And I think were this event to have happened just by itself, it possibly wouldn't be getting the kind of attention that it is getting now. But unfortunately, it follows a series of reports that suggest that there have been political interference in the technical work of the CDC. I do not think this recent event is the result of political interference. I actually think it was an honest mistake where a draft that was not yet ready for prime time was published too early. There's some errors actually in the draft itself, and they certainly needed to be fixed.
You mentioned earlier how political all of this has become. Yesterday, the president gave himself an A+ on his handling of the pandemic amid this really grim milestone in COVID deaths. How is Trump's unwillingness to acknowledge the devastating reality of this virus actually compromising the work of public health agencies to slow this virus?
Well, there still are people that don't believe that this virus is a threat. I mean, I see it here locally. And that's quite unfortunate because we are relying not just on the actions that our governments are taking to protect us, but also the actions of us as individuals. You know, we hope everybody's wearing a mask. We hope everybody is staying home as much as possible. We hope everybody is not putting themselves in situations that could lead to, you know, explosive outbreaks, because the faster we get this virus under control, the sooner we can reopen schools, the sooner we can reopen businesses and the economy more fully. So we really need some clear messaging that we're sort of all in this and we have to each do our part.
Yeah, I mean, this really speaks to the next question I want to ask you about this Axios Ipsos poll published at the beginning of the month that reveals that most Americans think that the government is making the pandemic worse. If we continue getting confusing messages, where are people to turn for accurate guidance? Who should they trust? And really, how can that lack of trust in our public health institutions be rectified?
Sure. Well, I mean, despite the, you know, issues that we've had and the reports of political interference and even some mistakes that have happened, I still very much do think that our government science agencies, the CDC and the FDA and HHS, that these are credible sources of information. Yes, there have been some unfortunate developments, but there's tens of thousands of career civil servants who have, you know, dedicated their entire professional lives for the betterment of the country. And I do think ultimately they will get the information out that needs to be gotten out for sure. But it's not just federal agencies. There's also local agencies. And I actually think that's an important place to follow for credible and locally relevant information. So your local health department, your local officials, they know what's happening in and around you. And, you know, they're often the place to go to get the most up-to-date and relevant information.
That's Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.